Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello. On line one, we have Representative Assemblyman Pat Burke. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
What are you thinking?
Oh, I think a lot of folks have a the problem is I spend more time, I think, clearing up misinformation in this post-truth world than I do actually trying to get these things passed and accomplished.
All right, you tell us the name of it. It's a traffic ticket relief bill. What do you want and what misinformation is out there?
Yeah, so essentially, the misinformation are people saying that the government is going to pay poor people's traffic fines.
Who's going to pay for it?
All right, so that's not, let me explain how the bill works.
Sure.
So what happens essentially, you have people who, a lot of people out there who are struggling, work their butts off to make ends meet, to pay the bills, to feed their families. Those people get a traffic ticket. Like every other person has typically gotten some sort of traffic violation in their life. If they can't afford to pay it, there's no payment plan option. There's nothing other than just paying the ticket. And when they can't pay the ticket, all of these fees are tacked on. And they keep getting tacked on. They keep getting tacked on. And these people essentially couldn't pay the ticket to begin with because they don't have the money. So that spirals out of control. People lose their licenses. Then it costs more money to get their license back, and it's a big mess. All this bill does is allows the judge in the case who's overseeing the tickets to put them on a payment plan. And then if all these fees had spiraled out of control.
Why do we owe that to people simply because they're in the lower economic stratus? We don't owe them a different set of laws than the rest of us. What about the people that are working to get the ticket and they have to pay it? Maybe it's just as tough for them to stretch their money to make the payment because they're following the law. Why are you encouraging people to get the easy way out of something that they've done that's illegal?
Again, you're the one clearly spreading this misinformation. It's clearly political in nature.
Wait a minute. I don't know you from a hole in the wall, and there's no need to know you because you're not going to go anywhere in politics. I can tell you that right now. The first thing you should do is find out what in the hell the constituents want and what they owe. Why do we owe a different set of rules to people because they earn less money than those who earn more money?
So clearly you don't understand the bill. There's no set income for this. So a judge takes it on a case.
Well, wait a minute. If you title it the traffic ticket relief bill and it's designated to help poor people, isn't poor an economic judgment?
As many people as I can while I'm in a position of power to do so. Anyone who is who is struggling financially, that means all the people out there who are working their butts off, who have to try and figure out how to make ends meet each week, I'm talking to you.
But wait a minute. What you seem to miss is there's an infraction here. Somebody either had a traffic infraction or a parking infraction.
Bill?
And why do they get any consideration that's different than everybody else?
By spreading misinformation and saying that.
Well, explain it to me, will you please? Because obviously you have no clue what the hell you're talking about. Explain it to me why if you make a little bit more money, you don't get any consideration. You make less money, you get all the consideration. Explain that to me. You're nothing but pandering.
That's not true at all. We all work very hard. Just because I'm not punishing people for being wealthy. I know we all want to cry for...
No, but you got a different set of standards, don't you? If you've accomplished something in your life, screw you. But if you haven't, here, we'll have special rules.
Yep.
We'll set up different payment plans. We'll do this or that. Why? I want to know why. Tell me why. Can you tell me why, Pat?
What? Tell you why what?
Now, tell me why you're in office, for first of all. That would be a good start. But beyond that, tell me why there's a separate set of rules if you make less money.
I don't know, Junior Rush Limbaugh. Maybe we live in a society where we actually try and help people. We don't punish people for being poor. We don't criminalize.
That's not. Wait a minute. You're not punishing them for being poor. If they committed an infraction, they owe the same thing as somebody who makes more money.
Clearly,
why do they get out of it and the person who makes more money gets screwed?
People, but I have. You know, I grew up at a point in my life, we didn't have running water in my house. My mom worked her butt off to fight and get us.
Well, I'm very happy for your mother and I'm happy for you. But the bottom line is we should treat all people equally.
We are treating all people.
No, you're not. You said that if they can't do it, they get a special set of circumstances.
So what do you want to go back to? You want to go back to?
No, I just want to go back to if you did something, you pay the price for it. Is that hard to explain?
So if you
I think you should have somebody explain logic to you. You should take a logic course.
I think we should explain human decency to you.
There's nothing indecent about asking somebody who did an illegal act to pay the price for that illegal act. You know who sets that up? The government sets all that up. And you're saying, look, you've done too much with your life. You don't get any consideration. But you've have less. So here we're going to give you a special judgment in court. And all that.
You know,
I'm tired of you guys giving away everything.
Yeah.
We elected you to legislate, not to be a buffoon.
Did you celebrate Easter on Sunday?
Yeah, I rose from the dead to call to talk to you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.